This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in the Midwestern city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Tuesday after locking up enough delegates to delegate support to secure the Democratic Party nomination to face former U.S. President Donald Trump in November's U.S. presidential election. AP's Donna Warder reports.
The visit comes 2 days after President Joe Biden dropped out of the race and gave Harris his endorsement. And since Sunday afternoon, the Harris campaign has raised more than $100 million. Today's rally was scheduled before Biden dropped out of the race, and it comes a week after the Republican National Convention wrapped up in the city. In a statement, Harris said, "This election will present a clear choice between two different visions. Donald Trump wants to take our country back to a time before many of us had full freedoms and equal rights." Donna Warder, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington for an address to a joint session of the U.S. Congress, as well as a series of meetings with U.S. leaders. And late Monday, he hinted a Gaza ceasefire deal would release dozens of Israeli hostages from captivity could be taking shape. Late Monday, Netanyahu met with families of hostages in Washington and told them the conditions to bring the captives back were ripening, according to a statement from his office. He said that was happening because of the fierce military pressure Israel was putting on Hamas. He gave no further details. Israel and Hamas have been weighing for weeks a U.S.-backed ceasefire deal that would bring a halt to the nine-month war and free the roughly 120 hostages taken by Hamas during its October 7th attack on Israel. As Israel and Hamas are weighing in an internationally-backed ceasefire proposal, Chinese state media is reporting Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah have signed a declaration in Beijing on ending a years-long rift. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield announced a $60 million package in humanitarian assistance for the people of Haiti during a visit Monday to the Caribbean nation, which is struggling to restore security and constitutional order amid gang violence. She announced the aid package during a news conference in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, Monday.
This funding will help USAID partners fill gaps in nutrition, food security, and shelter. And it will improve water and sanitation service and enable affected communities to purchase essential commodities.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said U.S. Defense Department will also provide a substantial increase in mine-resistance vehicles to U.N.-backed multinational security mission led by Kenya to help Haiti's national police combat widespread gang violence. The vast majority of Port-au-Prince is no longer under the control of the Haitian authorities, and violence is spreading to other parts of the country. Nearly 40 million people were living with the HIV virus that causes AIDS last year. Over 9 million weren't getting any treatment, and the result was that every minute someone died of AIDS-related causes, a new UN report says. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
While advances are being made to end the global AIDS pandemic, progress has slowed, funding is shrinking, and new infections are rising in three regions: the Middle East and North Africa, Eastern Europe, and Central Asia and Latin America. In 2023, around 630,000 people died from AIDS-related illnesses, a significant decline from the 2.1 million deaths in 2004. But the target for 2025 is fewer than 250,000 deaths, according to the report launched Monday by UNAIDS, the UN agency working to end the pandemic. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
New data indicates hurricanes and earthquakes while hurricanes and earthquakes grab headlines, inland counties are topping the disaster list. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
An atlas of several hundred federal declared disasters was created by New York University's Institute for Public Knowledge. It says that the earthquake and hurricane-prone parts of the country are not the biggest disaster areas. Instead, it's 8 counties in Kentucky and 1 in Vermont. And these 9 counties have each had more than a dozen federal declared disasters since 2011. Amy Chester, director of the nonprofit disaster prevention focus group called Rebuild by Design, says Tennessee, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Iowa, and Alaska are also hot spots when it comes to places where there constantly are serious storms. She says it shows that climate change is already here. I'm Donna Warder.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.